She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a dune bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, that is the big question. Can you do it? Because she's pretty darn good. I think you had some W's last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, Vanessa made it through. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Whoop, whoop to you. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah, you are. We knew that already.
You know, I was so excited because I was messaging Katie this weekend because I went to my first sound bath, and I'm so excited that I got through.
Oh, that's great. We were just talking about that. So you ended up going, and you liked it, you said.
It was a little hard to, like, I was overthinking and I was wondering, am I doing it right and trying to get it all, like, am I feeling what I'm supposed to be feeling and whatever, but it all was fine.
What
it
did does. You feel during the sound bath? What were you feeling?
I did feel, you know, believe it or not, because I was a little, you know, I don't know, I was, like, kind of testing it. I think that I felt like, kind of like, you know, what do you get, like, when that comes over you, when you get the heebie-jeebies, or, like, you get the, like, you know, when you get, what is it, when you, like, your arm hairs raise? I don't know what to call it.
Like goosebumps, you know, or goosies.
Goosebumps, yeah.
And it's that energy, because when you're in that sound bath, it is about moving energy throughout your body. So, that's exactly, and I'm with you, though, Vanessa. It takes me a minute to get into that headspace, because I'm an overthinker, too, and you really have to be dialed in for it to work. So, good for you for getting there.
I'd be laying there wanting my $100 back.
No.
I'd be thinking about it.
It was great. It was $20, man.
Yeah,
$20,
worth it.
So I'm trying to remember how this all works. Do you, like, lay in water?
No, you just lay on the ground.
It's just
like
in
a,
the ground.
It's like a guided meditation.
Yoga mat. Oh, that's what it is. I thought it was in water.
Next time I'm going to bring, like, other people are obviously more prepared. They had, like, you know, like the eye masks.
And a pillow.
I peeked over. One guy had the blanket over his head. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to peek, Vanessa. You can't.
Yeah. I know. I'm a cheater. Can you warm?
Are you able to bring in, like, a box of Cheez-Its or anything and just lay there and eat Cheez-Its?
I think I'd be frowned upon, honestly.
Oh, well, too loud. Out.
Loud crunches in the
extra
sound
extra toasty Cheez-Its get me into the zone. Gives me the goosies.
You bring some of those weirdo fake, what was that on the Fast Five today, Jeremy? Shame on you. Candy bars.
I know. Without chocolate.
Candy bars without chocolate.
That was not fair.
Well, I gave him another chance, didn't I? And he got the win.
No, did you?
I did.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I gave him another chance, and he got the win. So.
Good on you.
I was a good boy. Did I just give you goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got goosebumps, baby.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa, let's play this silly little game. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster, okay?
She
made up the rules.
She knows that's not true.
Katie, you want to say anything to old sound bath here before you leave the room?
Vanessa, I hope we can guide you to a win.
Oh.
Love, joy, and gratitude, baby.
Yay.
Now, Vanessa, tell Katie to get the hell out of the studio.
Get the hell out of here, Katie.
Get out of here, Katie. No cheating.
Cheating.
She's going to go lay on the floor in the other room.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, Vanessa, now that she's gone, was the sound bath kind of stupid?
But I just need another shot at it because I couldn't get out of my own head. But for $20, I'll do it again.
$20 is $20. Is what
right.
So it was stupid. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you your first question for Katie Crush. We'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Who is the author of It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us? A couple big books, a couple big movies.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll say...
you just want to say sound bath?
I will say... I can't even come up with... Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
God, that was terrible.
No, that's a good...
author? That's terrible.
That's an interesting...
That's terrible
I've never
mean.
That's interesting.
Helen Keller?
Do we know who Helen... What she did? I'm just curious. Do you know what she's famous for?
Yes, we
do. Okay, no, I'm trying to think. And she sat down at her, my brain.
She just sat down at her typewriter and went at it. Huh, Vanessa? All right, here's your second question.
She was awesome.
She was awesome. She's good. Okay, what?
Shoot.
Shoot.
<So dumb. laughs>
Have you ever seen that? Never mind. There's a funny meme, Helen Keller, with their beloved cat mittens or whatever.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to look it up today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What color was the pill that Neo takes in The Matrix?
Gosh, red pill, blue pill. I don't know. We'll go red pill.
You go red? Are you sure you don't want to go blue? You're going red.
Jeremy.
Okay, I'm going to put you down for red.
Okay, I'm gonna go blue. Okay, I'm gonna
Are
go
you
blue.
Really?
If I lose, I'm blaming it on you.
So is blue. That a final answer?
Yep, blue. Wait, I heard Josh go off.
No, he
I
does
didn't
that
say
all
a
the
darn
time.
Thing.
He was looking up that meme about Helen Keller.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to do the blue.
You're okay. We're doing blue. What is Hillary Duff's estranged sister's name?
Duff's estranged sister?
Hillary.
Helen Keller.
Are we putting Helen Keller down again?
No idea.
All right, I put you down.
Oh. I'm so disappointed with
Why
this.
Why did you even call in today, Vanessa? You're not doing
that. Like, who knew that I was going to be talking about Hillary Duff and The Matrix? I mean, this is nothing. I sound like I'm complaining. I'm not.
You
I'm
know,
happy
you are.
To be here.
A little bit. It's actually
but I know that Katie likes to let people win just to win, so maybe
no, she
she'll
doesn't.
Like...
She tries her hardest. Here's your fourth one. What brand had the slogan, "Once you pop, you can't stop"?
Pringles.
Final answer?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Your fifth. Yeah, we're at five. Fifth and final question. What disease does Michael J. Fox have?
Parkinson's. Is it Parkinson's? Yeah, I think so.
Final answer?
I'm going to try that. Yeah.
All right. Vanessa, I'm gonna put you on hold, okay? I think you need to relax for a minute. Take a breath.
Yeah, I need to take another sound bath.
All right, we brought Katie back in the studio. We got Vanessa back on the line. How do you feel like you did, Vanessa?
Well, I looked up my answers, and Jeremy, I'm mad at you.
No.
Don't give it away.
Oh.
Don't give it away.
What did you do, Jeremy?
I just asked her for final answer.
I was gone for 5 minutes.
Oh, boy. Are you ready to play, Katie?
I'm ready. I can't wait to see what this is.
I feel like things are really awkward right now.
Cheater.
I didn't cheat.
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat.
Uh-oh.
All right. Who's the author of It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us?
Colleen Hoover. I
oh
love
my
those
goodness.
Books.
Now,
those are great books.
Vanessa said Helen Keller.
Oh, Vanessa!
Like, nothing would even come into my brain. It was so sad.
All the people in all of time, Helen Keller.
Was that or Adele?
Adele
probably would have had a bigger
Helen
chance.
Helen Keller
but...
or Adele?
I was trying to think of the girl who did Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret. Judy Blume. I couldn't think of her name.
Judy Blume.
Yeah.
So, that would have been a better guess.
Helen Keller, Judy Blume, or Adele.
I concur.
Bless your heart, Vanessa. All right, second question. Buddy. Katie, what color was the pill that Neo takes in the movie The Matrix?
He takes the red one.
And Katie, that's what I said. And then he says, "Are you sure?" And he plants a seed of doubt in me. And then I changed my answer. So keep that in mind.
You coaxed her into picking
she
the blue,
blue
pill?
I even after that, I go, "Are you sure? Is that your final answer?"
Oh, well, you confused her.
No.
Now I see why she thinks
it was more like, "Are you sure?"
Oh.
It was more like.
Always go with the gut. The gut feeling.
Yeah, I know. I learned.
Don't listen to Jeremy. That's a good lesson to live
by. Yep.
What is Hillary Duff's estranged sister's name?
Haley. They had that song.
Oh my gosh.
Our lips are sealed, right? Like they
oh,
had
wow.
that song they sang
Vanessa.
Together. Yes.
Vanessa.
I really pooped the bed.
I think they redid the Go-Go song.
You want to know what Vanessa said?
What?
Helen Keller.
I'm consistent.
Yeah. You're mad at me for saying, are you sure?
I doubled down.
She said, if I say it every time, it's bound to be right.
Exactly.
Fourth question. What brand has the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Oh, that's a food one. Pringles. Just had some Pringles last night.
Vanessa said Pringles.
Yay, Vanessa! Yay!
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go you. Okay. And your fifth and final question. What disease does Michael J. Fox have?
Oh, Parkinson's.
And yeah. Vanessa also said,
which is so sad.
I don't want to clap.
Kind
for
of
that.
A downer oh, question yeah, at the end.
He made a little cameo in that Shrinking show that I'm watching with Harrison Ford.
I love that show.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
Harrison Ford
that.
Has Parkinson's in it. And oh. Michael J. Fox was in it. We're like, man, Michael J. Fox, oh my God.
Michael J. Fox, oh my God.
Okay, so Katie got 5. Even if I gave you the pity point and went back on the blue-red pill, you would have only had 3, Vanessa.
But your conscience would be relieved.
I know.
I'll give you all this.
Because.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I still feel pretty fine.
But
listen, I'll give you the pity point. So,
okay,
you got 3, Katie got 5. You still got crushed by Katie K.
I got crushed.
I mean, I.
Go, Katie. Congratulations.
Thank
May the
you.
Best woman win.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, Vanessa, hang tight. Please. 1 second. Josh did need to talk to you off the air really quick. So don't
Thank
go anywhere.
You.
But it was nice talking okay. with you. You have a great Monday.
Nice talking to you, too. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye, Vanessa. Hold on.
Oh, Katie.
I know.
You sure about that?
Sometimes.
All
you
right.
put the seed of doubt in their head.
Noted.
Like,
I'll never do that again.
Man.
All right. That's it. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
You won again.
Thank you.
We're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes right around 11:30. So make sure you flip Mix 100 on there at the office. Other than that, we're going to go plan tomorrow's show and get a snack because I'm hungry. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with
Sounds
Jeremy,
like some I'd say.
Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Bye-bye.
See ya.